I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. 'Cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Word of Mom Radio. Our anniversary celebration continues. We are celebrating 6 years on the air here on Word of Mom Radio, sharing women in business and breaking those myths that we just dabble in business in between, you know, bake sales and getting our nails done. We're smart, savvy women who are finding balance and building the bridges between raising a family and building a business. And I'm excited to share back some of our past guests that we have had along the journey. So today we're going to be sharing Kelly Carius and No Such Thing as a Bully, Mary Catherine Johnson, who has worn many hats since she has been a guest on the show, and is going to be sharing her messenger funnel. Angel Johnstone, who confidence is catchy, and I absolutely love it. And then Alyssa All is going to be sharing 30seconds.com. If you remember, it was 30 Second Mom. So, I mean, I love how things have evolved along the way. And I'm going to just start out, share Kelly and Mary Catherine, and just let you hear from them, catch us up. And then we'll bring in Tracy and some of our sponsors and everything else as the show goes on. Hi, so we're here with Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully. And I want to welcome you back, Kelly, and I'd like you to just give us a quick catch-up on what has been going on since the last time you shared here on Word of Mom Radio.
Hello, Lori. Thank you so much for asking. I think the biggest thing that's happened since I last spoke with you is that all of our information is automated, and we're now offering online training. So that is really exciting for me, just to be able to reach more people than those who are in my local area. And then the next thing that we've done that is also really exciting is started the Moment of Kindness Foundation. So I think you know that my thought has always been that you get more of what you focus on. And so what I believe is that we need to talk about kindness far more than we talk about trauma, and really encourage people to change their culture, change the culture for themselves, change the culture for the people around them. So with Moment of Kindness Foundation, we have numbered cards, and when you get a card, you can enter a kindness into the database, pass the card on to anyone else, and track where that card goes.
I love that.
Me too.
I really do. Please let me know how, let us all know how we can do that. I would love to be doing this. You know, for me, the whole bullying, trying to change the languaging, trying to make people aware that they don't even realize they're saying bullying things. You know, I try not to get political, but when I look at some of these posts and the right wing and the left wing, and I've actually started messaging people going, you don't realize this, but those are bullying words. You're labeling an entire group for somebody who made a statement. You know, and so you just make people turn a deaf ear, or you just incite anger.
Absolutely.
You know, and it muddies the message.
Yeah, it does. And people are not getting their messages across, and they're not being heard. And you know, when I look at the students in Florida, they're doing the things that we teach in No Such Thing as a Bully. They're able to express what they need. They're able to speak until people hear them. And it's that strength that keeps you from using both bully actions or victim responses.
It's so true. You know,
I'm just going to let everybody know, Kelly is going to be back in April. We're going to do a full show on No Such Thing as a Bully and actually introduce another foundation that's very near and dear to my heart with my cousin David Caraturo. So, but please let everybody know how to reach you and how to be part of this Be Kind card.
Absolutely. So we are accepting sponsors for the cards, which means a business gets its logo put on the card, and then we can distribute those cards in whatever school you choose. We haven't found a school that's refused them to this point. So absolutely, if you want to get involved as a card sponsor, please give me a call, 403-447-4404, or check out the website, nosuchthingasabully.com. or momentofkindness.com, and we're also happy to connect on social media at Facebook and Twitter with both No Such Thing as a Bully and Moment of Kindness.
Kelly, I'm so proud of how you have continued on this journey to help change the languaging of bullying and making people aware. Thank you so much for coming back and doing a quick catch-up with us here for our anniversary, and we'll talk more in April.
Thank you so much, Dori. Happy anniversary.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kelly.
Hello. Well, we are here now with Mary Catherine Johnson, who is one of my favorite guests because she's here so often. We initially met on Twitter, and she was sharing her company, MommyLoves.com, which is still working. Then she came to share her amazing book, Say Bump and Take a Left, about when she broke both her legs being pregnant and everything that happened and just her remarkable sense of humor through it, and then came back to share Parent Entrepreneur Headquarters. And so now Tracy and I are here with Mary, and I can't wait to have you catch us up on everything that's happening with them and your amazing new venture now. So welcome back, Mary.
Welcome back, Mary.
Hey there, Dori. Hey there, Tracy. I hope you guys are fantastic. I'm sure you are. It's a gorgeous day, right? We woke up. So, yeah.
Right on. We're here. We're here live.
Yes, I've been having a blast. You know, it's amazing how every step we take leads to another step and another door and another window and all those things. And that's really what the last 15 years have brought. So you talked about three things that I've done and that are still going strong. And this latest thing is something I am absolutely so passionate about. Well, first off, my kids have grown. So, you know, I'm no longer talking about doing businesses while changing diapers and making phone calls while changing toddlers. So they're both teenagers, and one's in college and one's almost done with high school. So, you know, I had to keep myself occupied. You know, I can't just sit down and eat bonbons all day. So I am getting into the world of Messenger and chatbots and having incredible automated yet personal conversations with clients and customers and prospects, and I've built an agency who creates those experiences for my clients. So I'm having a blast. I'm working long hours and loving every single minute of it.
So explain a little about how this works.
Oh my goodness. It's if you've done any kind of email marketing, so if you have any kind of a lead magnet or a thing that people want from you that gets them interested in what you do and who you are, then you give them that lead magnet or that PDF or that video or whatever it is you give them for free, and then they are now into your world, and you communicate with them via email with automated emails every couple of days or every day or whatever it is you do. If you've done that, then you understand what Messenger marketing is. It's Facebook Messenger. It's using Facebook Messenger to send automated, personalized messages to your prospects and customers. But it differs from email in several very important, incredibly fun ways. And one of those ways is people are communicating now with messengers, so they open your messages 80 to 100% of the time. And they click through to see what you have to say 60 to 80% of the time. So
wow.
If you compare that to your email list, it just doesn't even compare. Email people, I don't use email except for a few personal or, you know, if I'm ordering something from Amazon, I check my shipment, right? And that's pretty much it. But Messenger, that's what people are. So they open the messages, and then you can make them so fun and engaging because you can actually create a Facebook post on your business page. You can ask an engaging question of your audience. What is your favorite thing to do over the weekend? When you comment on this post, I will share with you my top 5 local destinations in Messenger. I'll share that with you, that PDF in Messenger, when you comment about what's your favorite thing to do over the weekend. You can take that Facebook post and turn that comment into a subscriber. Anyone who comments on that post now becomes a subscriber, downloads your PDF, and now gets into your world so that you can automatically and personally message them in Messenger for your business. And lead it all the way through to a conversion. Do you want them to go to your webinar? Do you want them to see your live event? Do you want them to go visit your restaurant and buy your food? Do you want them to buy your jewelry? Whatever you want them to do, just like you did in email, you can now do in Messenger.
Wow. You know, see, now I'm listening to this going, you know, we're going to have you back on for a full show.
Yeah.
Well, I can show you exactly how it works and tell you. It's so fun. I've had over 35, I can't remember exactly, over 30 clients in the last 9 months alone. And because this is such a fun way to communicate with your audience and the audience loves it, your prospects love it, if you do it right. Obviously, if you're trying to spam people aren't going to like you no matter what you do. But
right.
If you really care about the adventure people want to take with your brand and your product, this is the way to do it. It's so fun. It really, the ways people are coming up with to communicate is just incredible.
Well, on that note, let everyone know how they can reach you, Mary.
Oh, I'd love to. Thank you. And I can't believe this is the 4th time I've been on your show. I cannot wait for a 5th time and a 6th and a just following you through this journey. It has been so fun. So you can go to my website, messengerfunnels.com. And remember, Messenger is M-E-S-S-E-N-G-E-R. So Messenger Funnels. Or you can just email me, mkj@messengerfunnels.com.
Thank you so much for being here with me and Tracy and catching us up on how you have just continued to evolve, making such a great difference for people in their businesses and everything. So,
well, it's word of mom. Keep going, word of mom. Love it.
We're doing our best. So thanks for being part of our 6th anniversary celebration. We will talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now.
It is so much fun for me to catch up with these amazing women that I have met along this social media journey, and I love that they're getting to meet Tracy, who is now getting to know them as she journeys with us. So, hi, Tracy. We were, you know, technology
hi.
Being what it is, you know, I just decided to bring her in between a couple of guests.
So hopefully the sound is okay now. Don't you just love the technology? These women are so inspiring, Dori. It has been the coolest thing so far about getting involved in Word of Mom, besides, of course, working with you, is meeting these incredibly inspiring women.
It's pretty remarkable. And, you know, I say it over and over again, and I'm going to say it again. So, you know, for redundant, see redundant. But for those of you who feel like you are spending too much time on social media and it's not doing anything for your business, or you're doing it wrong, because I have to tell you, the connections and the contacts and the friendships and the family that grows out of social media and social media connections is remarkable. And the biggest thing that I can share is never forget the social part of it.
Right.
People want to know you. When they know you, then they want to share who they are with you. And so that's what this anniversary, that's 6 years on the air, is all about, is that, you know, people are still coming to us wanting to share their stories, wanting to share their amazing products. I mean, we have a phenomenal lineup of things that are going on in April for Earth Month here. And as we're wrapping up the last of our, you know, celebration shows, and then Tracy, before the show ends today, is going to talk to you about what's happening on Music Monday. But I want to say hello to our two sponsors, both StadiumBags.com, Safety Bags, and our Healthy Habits. So let's just hear from them really quickly.
Hi, it's Dori DiCarlo, founder of Safety Bags, Inc., a line of clear bags and backpacks there to assist with safety issues in schools, offices, airports, different workplaces, public venues, and sports arenas. Both professional and college sports have now adopted a clear bag policy. Anything larger than the palm of your hand has to be clear. With that in mind, we've launched StadiumBags.com for the dedicated sports fan and more. We've been featured on GMA's Deals and Steals, on AsSeenOnTV.pro with Kevin Harrington, the original shark from Shark Tank, Worldwide Business with Kathy Ireland, InStyle TV, and more. Our clear mini backpack, mini messenger bag, and tote bag in four colors meet the size requirements for both pro and college sports. You can visit us at StadiumBags.com, and you'll see why we're the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
Do you have health goals you can't reach? Tried and failed every plan or gained back what you lost? Every diet works while you follow it, but until you are more mindful of your habits and relationship to nutrition and fitness, you will never maintain a healthy weight. Imagine reaching optimal health, high energy, free and easy breathing, and maybe less time with doctors and medications. I lost 75 pounds 4 years ago and became a certified health coach to pay forward the habits of health. Contact me at tracyshealthyhabits@gmail.com for a free, no-obligation health assessment. We will explore your goals and what optimal health looks like for you. If you are a good fit for our program, my coaching is always free. Become the best you you can be at Tracy's Healthy Habits. That's TRACIS healthyhabits@gmail.com.
And we are back. So how's life treating you, Trace? How was the snow?
Life is treating me pretty well. We got a good amount of snow. I seem to get it later than everybody else, but then it definitely was a little scary overnight. But the sun is shining today, and it looks like I'll be able to get out of here.
I have to tell you, you know, those of you listening to the archives, hopefully this is the last of our storms in March. It snowed nonstop from 8 in the morning until about 11 o'clock last night. It didn't start to stick until the sun went down. It was the most bizarre thing I have ever seen in my entire life, because I'm not talking light flurries. I'm talking serious snow. And at about 6 o'clock last night, I went to go out of my door, and I figured it's just going to, you know, be shoving it because my door opens out. There was maybe a half of an inch of snow on the ground. It was actually
wow.
Eerie. I felt like I was in the Twilight Zone. That I have watched this snow fall all day long, didn't come into the office because I don't drive in snow, not because I'm afraid to drive in snow, but because of the other people on the road, and there was nothing. It was eerie. It was absolutely eerie. So for all of you out there dealing with the storms, I hope that you're safe, and that's, you know, don't forget, spring is here. So, you know, March is going out like a lion, but that's okay. And speaking of a lion, I'm bringing in Angel Johnstone. Because I can't wait to talk with her and share with her about her, how things have evolved in her empowerment of women and what she's doing now. So let's have that happen. And we are back with our next guest. Tracy and I are welcoming Angel Johnson. Angel has been here with us. She has, for as long as I know her, been doing things to make women feel wonderful about themselves. And it started with this wonderful lingerie line that was made for women, not stick-figured girls,
but real women, and has kind of morphed what she's doing from that into beauty products, but now is really doing something I absolutely love called Confidence is Catchy, and I want to bring Angel in and let her share what she is doing. So, Angel, welcome back to Word of Mom Radio.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me again. I'm so excited to be back.
Well, catch us up on what has gone on and how this has been birthed for you.
Well, you know, it's funny because as we were, as you were talking about the morphing of my business over every couple of years, I realized several years ago that really what I was offering to women was a way to be more confident. And so why not call it that? And so that's kind of how Confidence is Catchy was born. It's not just about style. It's not just about feeling sexy. It's not just about your skin looking good or your body looking good. It's really the whole package. And for me, I realized that if, you know, things like that, the lingerie that I used to sell or the skincare products that I still do represent, if those things made me more confident, how many other women were needing confidence in different ways as well? And how could I bring them not only products that help them feel more confident, but also concepts and a way of looking at themselves and a way of feeling about themselves that will allow them to grow their confidence as well. So my business has expanded, if you will, into a far more, I feel, impactful realm of helping women become more confident overall in whatever aspect that means for them.
So could you tell us a little bit more about so we know that you've already, you know, involved with lingerie, and so you're also doing some cosmetics and things like that? Is that part of what you're doing?
I represent a anti-aging product line. It does have skincare products as well as body care products, but also supplements to help mental acuity as we age. We tend to forget things, so we have a supplement that helps
really?
With that. Yeah, again, all of it is to help people feel as they're getting older that they're getting better instead of the other way around. And so that company is called Nerium International. I've been representing them for quite a few years. My business itself, confidenceiscatchy.com, is now that's kind of one piece of the puzzle of Confidence is Catchy. But I also do web broadcasts, especially through Facebook Live, on topics that allow people to build confidence in the way they think as well. So mm-hmm. I do a lot of talking about all of the wonderful personal development that I've gone through in the direct sales and network marketing industry, which is known for that being a cornerstone of what they do. I take that knowledge and I put it into a generalized format. So it's not specific to my Nerium business, but it's for everybody. And it allows me to share what I have learned over these years of being in sales and being out in the public and working with people and be able to kind of condense that down into, you know, 5 to 10 minute segments on Facebook Live where I'm talking about this is what happened to me today and this is what I used to overcome that and this is how I was able to grow more confidence out of this challenge that I came up against today. And I've had a lot of people say that it's so nice and refreshing to see someone say, you know, I don't have it all together. I don't always know what I'm doing. I don't always have all of the answers. But this is where I look, and this is what I rely on to try to figure it out. And let me share that with you. And they feel like they have somebody that they can look to as a model to, you know, you don't have to know everything, but you just have to know that your tomorrow is going to be better. And that's kind of the message that I'm bringing to people.
You know, and it's really, you are getting better and better at the lives. It's amazing because it's a scary thing to get out there, you know.
Terrifying when you start. Terrifying.
Yeah, it is. And you know, because here's the thing. People aren't always as supportive as you want them to be and things like that. And I think that you are coming at things in a way that really encourages people because you are saying, hey, look, I may not know all the answers, but I'm still looking and I'm still learning and I'm still evolving how I do it. And it's true. I love that you have branded the Confidence is Catchy because you really have for all the years that I've known you. been doing everything you can to make women feel good about themselves, which is an amazing thing.
We need more of that. And I think everything that's happening on our, you know, national scale shows that that's kind of where things are headed anyway. But yeah, to be a part of that and to be somebody that's been advocating for that for so long, I'm just so encouraged to see people embracing that idea that women's confidence is kind of a key thing. We need more of it. We need more women to stand up and be seen and be out there and doing the fabulous things that they do with the confidence to go out and do more. So I'm excited to be able to offer that on a bigger scale.
Yeah. And Angel, I know that we're not going to take too long today, but I just want to throw out to you too that I'm starting to learn. I think that the key is what you said, though. It's not about having everything together. It's about us being able to share our vulnerabilities and that we're all really the same in that, you know, we all have issues. We all have reasons why we don't feel 100% confident every day, but then finding that way, as you said, to get through it, or the people to talk to, or the community to boost yourself up with is so important, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that's really the central tenet of everything I talk about is, you know, if you had to have it all together before you ever started anything, no one would ever do anything.
Exactly.
Nothing would ever happen.
That is exactly right. And you know what, on that note, we're going to end this quick little catch-up. But again, let everybody know how to reach you, Angel.
Yep, the best way to find me is at confidenceiscatchy.com or on Facebook at Confidence is Catchy with Angel Johnstone.
I thank you so much for stopping by, Angel. I really, truly do. It's always wonderful to catch up with you. And keep on going. Keep on keeping on and keep on making women feel good about themselves, because
no
we
problem.
Are here. We need to empower each other. We really, truly do. So thank you so
Absolutely.
Much for taking the time to come back and catching us up with you.
Thanks for having
me. We'll talk to you soon. Our pleasure.
Okay.
Thank you, Angel.
All right. Bye for now.
Bye.
And we're here now on our anniversary celebration with Elisa All from 30 Second Mom. And this was always one of my favorite things for moms. And it was like, you know, when I was growing up, we didn't even have cell phones when I was raising babies, let alone apps to be able to connect us with great baby ideas, thoughts, help, and everything else. So, Elisa, come back. Tell us all about 30 Second Mom again and now how it has evolved into even more.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Dori, for having me back. It's so fun to, you know, talk with you again, and especially because we are really not known as 30 Second Mom anymore. We've grown so much that we are now known as 30seconds.com. So I have lots
wow.
to share. Yeah. So it was so successful, our, you know, launching this platform for moms to be able to share information and inspiration, that we got lots more requests for, hey, can you, you know, talk about other issues that I'm interested in, not just parenting? How about travel? How about food? How about health, beauty? And then the dads came calling, which is so great. They said, hey, what about that? And so we included a channel for dads. So it became so much bigger than what we thought. And so we rebranded last year as 30seconds.com. And now we have 6 channels of content. So we love our moms, but we've grown sort of, you know, more inclusive.
And it's nice when dads want to be involved, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they're such, you know, they have such a wonderful perspective that enriches not only fatherhood, but also motherhood. I mean, we can take each other's points of view and different tips and approaches and have a more holistic view of parenting. And I think that that benefits everybody.
Yeah, it absolutely. How exciting to see, you know, when we first talked, you were just beginning.
Yeah, I know. And it was so exciting because I had, you know, recently sold my business, iParenting, to the Walt Disney Company, and had worked for Disney for a few years, and then was, you know, starting my next venture. And 30 Second Mom was sort of that answer to, well, what's next in reaching moms? And it was, you know, the answer was mobile. And how do you reach moms on mobile? And the answer was with short, great information, which is why 30 Second Mom came to be. And then we just kept, you know, throwing wonderful, passionate, you know, content and contributors. And we started with 25 contributors, and now we have nearly 500. So it's really amazing that something, you know, a small idea can grow into something that so many people can feel passionate about and can really, you know, help support and build and grow and you know, turn into something that's really about a lifestyle, if you will, which is what we are dedicated to doing. Is we like to say we make life better in 30 seconds. So if you give us 30 seconds of your time, we're going to make your life better in the same amount of time it takes you to watch an ad on TV. So that's what we're all about.
How fun, you know, I'm laughing because we did a segment with In Style TV for our safety bags and stadiumbags.com. And I said the same. I was like, in 73 seconds, we can show you why we're your clear choice, you know. So I love that it's like, man, I could do it in 37. Are you kidding? I actually did it in 27 seconds for the Fiverr New York Yankees contest that Stadium Bags won. I was like, I can give, you know, you gave me 30 seconds. I could do it in 27. It was like, name that tune.
That is great. Well, you totally get it. I mean, you know, number one, you're, you know, a mom. You're number two, you're an entrepreneur. You understand sort of how this works, and you have to reach people in a short amount of time. We're busier than ever today. We have short attention spans because everything is vying for our attention. And so to communicate your message, you have to be not only fast, but very good. You have to be, you know, you have to have quality content and, you know, your products. Are quality products, and you know how to say that quickly, succinctly, in order to get people interested. So you totally get it, and I love that. So congratulations on your success story.
Oh, thank you. But, you know, it's so much fun. I love anniversary shows. I love getting back in touch with people that, you know, for me along this journey that I have loved sharing, and I get to share your journey too. You know, and so love that it is now 30seconds.com and all of the other things that are involved now. You know, I mean, good for you. I just told
Thank
everybody
you.
How to get in touch with you. It is at 30seconds.com, you know, and please go, because I can't tell you all of the valuable information that you're going to find, very often with a good sense of humor behind them.
Thank you. Yes, life is too short to not have a laugh or two to keep you sane.
Without a doubt. And on that note, Alyssa, thanks. I know we told you it was just going to be a quick little catch-up. I know how busy you are, but I'm so glad that you came back to share with us. Well, we'll be back in touch because we really do have to have you on and maybe get some of your contributors to come on and share. We would love it. We would love it. All right.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Make it a great rest of your day.
You too. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I have to tell you that 30seconds.com, I don't know if you've had a chance to go, Tracy. There's some really cool ideas and everything else. And this is why I love these anniversary shows, as I was saying with Alyssa, that it is so much fun. Like I said, when she was just launching 30 Second Mom and having the app created and whatnot, and now look at it.
I specifically looked at some of the cool dad stuff because I was so excited that dads are getting involved too. I think that's just great.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, let's face it, there are more and more dads out there. We talk about meeting mompreneurs. And you know what? There are dadpreneurs out there, too, that are building their businesses and raising their kids and finding a way to find the balance. And I applaud those men that are stepping up to the plate and revolving their business life around their children instead of their children being wound somewhere in their professional life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so it is, it's as I said, it's just so much fun to be able to go back and get to catch up with these wonderful women. And, you know, I could just continue to have shows with people that I already did shows with because of the way their things have evolved. And, you know, we obviously have to be bringing in new people and new products and all kinds of wonderful things. And speaking of new people and new products, why don't you catch us up on what's going to be happening on Music Monday and what are we going to be doing for Earth Month and everything?
Oh, Dori, I am so excited. I spent a lot of time yesterday just catching up on scheduling out some of our April guests. First of all, I have been getting some interviews, and we'll be getting some more from two of my very favorite theater companies in New York City, Dark Knight Productions and the Family Repertory Company. I have the good luck of being affiliated with both and getting to work with both, and they both have shows coming up in the next 2 weeks. I'm actually directing The Crucifixion for the Family Repertory Company, and it's a show that they put out to basically as their give back to the communities. It's offered free of charge to any church community that wants to either include it in some of their services around Easter week and the holidays, or just, you know, put it on for one of their community groups or something like that. So we have three shows scheduled for that on 2-1 Good Friday, one at St. John's at 81 Christopher Street, and one at the Olivet Church on Myrtle Avenue in Staten Island. And then on Saturday, we'll be at the Dutch Reformed Church on Port Richmond Avenue in Staten Island. And then Dark Knight Productions does a lot of original work, and one of their founders, Kevin Clancy, has written a series of short plays, and it'll be presented at the Playroom Theater on April 6th and 7th, the following weekend. And that's called Play Therapy. So I'm just talking to some of the main people involved, and we may even get a cute little snippet of one of the songs from The Crucifixion next Monday. And I'm just really excited to share these people who are some of my favorite people in the world. And then for Earth Month, we're looking to feature just all natural products. So we've got some beauty products. We've got some organic products. And since I'm still firming them up, I'm going to just tease it that much today and make sure I don't say we're going to share somebody that we don't share. But I'm pretty sure we have some really exciting, wonderful products to share in April.
I have to tell you that I'm really excited about the different things that we're sharing. And, you know, this is one of the fun things about getting to share products is getting to try the products. Because how can you share something if you don't use it? And
right.
I'm really excited about some of these products that I've been getting to use.
As I stroke my very soft cheek, I'm agreeing with you.
right. You know, it is. These are the perks. Let's face it, ladies, we are going on the front line for you, you know, and making sure that it's going to work before we let you know about it. That's how I look at it. But it is true, you know, it is true. That's why the queen has somebody taste her food before she eats it to make sure that it's okay, you know. So we're being the testers over here. But it is, it's really exciting. And we're going to be our last show that we are doing this month, just catching up. We're catching up with Maggie Sinclair and My Maggie Snaps and just one of my favorite people and one of my favorite products that we have shared. They really are. And I don't remember who else is going on that show.
We have Maggie.
Do you remember
Sinclair,
who else?
We have Peggy Caruso and Beth Ann Hilton.
Okay, so there you go. We are actually, so we have one of my favorite products, one of our favorite sponsors, and one of our guest hosts, who at Beth Ann Hilton did Positively Entertaining. And we're going to get her back to do some more because she shared some unbelievably fabulous independent artists with us who are going on to win different awards and things like that. It's so much fun. This is what makes this just so much fun. So, you know, I thank you all for being here. I'm excited about our Music Mondays coming up that Tracy's going to be. These are her shows coming up. So I'm excited that I get
Woo-hoo!
To step back. And I know, it's very exciting. And just a lot of different things going on, you know, just a lot of different things happening. So, you know, spring is in the air, even though snow's on the ground in a lot of places, spring is still in the air. And new is the watchword. And so as we go, thank you for taking time to share with us
a little part of your day, and we hope that we've made you smile. We look forward to sharing with you next week. Tracy, make it a great day. I'll see you tomorrow as we continue our tapings and things. And for everybody else, thanks so much for being here with us, and go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
Bye.